News of the Church and Comment. Family Search Indexing. Anyone can help with family history anytime, anywhere, by Eric Eames, Church Magazines. As they pore over digitized census records and church ledgers, church members participating in Family Search Indexing are reminded that with every click of the mouse, a person comes closer to being found and closer to receiving temple ordinances. The vision of Family Search's volunteer indexing projects is spreading worldwide from Latin America to Asia and from the old to the young. Members with access to the Internet are taking advantage of Family Search's user-friendly website and taking time to index between classes, during work breaks, or in place of watching television. For some people like Austin Corey, a university student in the United States and a member of the Logan University 15th Ward, Logan, Utah University Fifth Stake, indexing has become a fun, relaxing experience. "I found time to index 15 minutes here and an hour there," said Brother Corey, who has indexed more than 17,000 names in his spare time. "It really isn't an inconvenience, but a great opportunity to bring the Spirit into your everyday life." Global indexing fits a busy life. One of the reasons Family Search users worldwide love the indexing program is because the software is designed to fit a busy lifestyle. Previously known as extraction, indexing was once a time-consuming process of shuffling through paper copies, taking weeks to do a single batch. With the help of digitization and the Internet, each batch of names now takes some 30 minutes to complete. Volunteers are given a week to complete a batch, and they can save their work at any time and start again later where they left off. What I really like about indexing is that you can do it on your time, one batch at a time, said Patricia Mullemans of Germany. "It is not overwhelming. It can be done in a half an hour or so. I do a batch, I upload it, and it's done. I think this is great for a lot of people who would not find the time with the old extraction model." Indexing creates data files from digitized records, which allows the information to become searchable through a free electronic database on FamilySearch.org. There is no minimum or maximum limit to how many names an individual can do. Every name indexed makes a difference in helping people locate their ancestors. Family Search has a variety of indexing projects available in Dutch, French, English, German, Italian, and Spanish. Indexing projects in Czech and Russian are forthcoming. Area Family Search managers are helping recruit index volunteers in many countries to become part of the global effort. Now that records for more countries are available, more members are enthusiastic about participating, said Francisco Javier Gomez, Family Search Support Manager for the South American North Area. They feel that this is one more proof that the church is really engaged in helping the whole world to get to know their ancestors. Indexing strengthens testimonies, unity. In 2007, students in the Logan, Utah University Fifth Stake not only met their goal of indexing 100,000 names, but exceeded it by 3,000. They surpassed that total after the first 2 months in 2008, while on the way to shattering their new goal of 200,000 names. But results can't always be quantified. Blessings have come through increased sacrament meeting attendance and stronger testimonies. Elaine Mander, a Family Search representative in West Midlands, United Kingdom, said indexing has brought her closer to heaven more than any other form of service. The effort put forth in the Logan Stake is unified wards. Individually, students have turned their eyes to the temple, gaining a greater appreciation for its significance by committing themselves to maintain their covenants and live temple standards. "The Spirit is present," said Kay Baker, Stake High Counselor over the indexing work. "As young people get on the computer and start entering names and doing family history work, they find it fun and exhilarating. Activity has also increased among less active members, as bishops have given them assignments to do indexing. Through indexing, they can serve and feel like they are contributing, and it has helped some of them come back into activity and to correct what was wrong in their lives," said Bruce M. Cook, recently released president of the Student Stake. Students Redefining Stereotypes. While family history work is generally regarded as the domain of older members, the students contradict this stereotype. Some ward socials and family home evenings in the stake have turned into indexing extravaganzas. Between completing index batches, students snack on treats, socialize, or play a game of volleyball. Some of these socials have lasted into the wee hours of the morning, with students signed up to come in at various times of the night. One ward started an indexing marathon at 6 p.m. and ended at 8 a.m. the next day. It was fun to see members of the Bishopric and High Council stay up through the night with students to help us reach our goals, Belinda Olson, a member of the stake, said. The indexing has motivated some to begin working on their own family roots and to do temple work. In 2007, students in the stake researched and cleared some 2,500 family names for temple ordinances. I think that it is really important for all members to become involved with indexing and family history work, Sister Olson said. If we always leave the responsibility up to someone else, it will never get done. New technology sparks youth interest in family history. Family Search Public Affairs Manager Paul Nada said the church-owned Family History Service is thrilled to see the increasing volume of teenagers and college students who are motivated to do indexing work or search for their own ancestors. He also hopes continued enhancements to the Family Search website will attract more technology-minded youth. As opportunities to do family history or volunteer online grow, youth seem naturally primed to get involved, Brother Nada said. Anyone interested in family history work can become an indexer by going to the FamilySearchIndexing.org website. Click on the volunteer link and follow the step-by-step download instructions. Now anyone with a computer and an internet connection can help with family history. Members around the world are spending a little time each week to help prepare indexes. New Temple Presidents Now Serving. By assignment from the First Presidency, 39 new Temple Presidents are now serving with their spouses. The presidents of the Panama City, Panama, Rexburg, Idaho, and Twin Falls, Idaho temples began serving earlier in 2008 after the temples were dedicated. The president of the Draper, Utah temple will begin serving after the temple is dedicated on March 20, 2009. Temple, Adelaide, Australia, President Philip F. Howes. Temple, Apia, Samoa, John P. Hanks. Asuncion, Paraguay, David K. Udall. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Max B. Bruff. Bern, Switzerland, Raimondo Castellani. Billings, Montana, Ronald M. Morrison. Bismarck, North Dakota, John R. Reese. Bogota, Colombia, Jorge J. Escobar. Boise, Idaho, Wendon W. Waite. Columbia, South Carolina, Brent H. Coyle. Curitiba, Brazil, Jason G. Souza. Draper, Utah, Donald L. Staley. Freiburg, Germany, Frank H. Apel. Guayaquil, Ecuador, Jorge A. Rojas. Idaho Falls, Idaho, Larry G. Stoddard. Jordan River, Utah, F. Wayne Chamberlain. Kona, Hawaii, Opu Rain Onari Mo'o. Logan, Utah, W. Rolf Kerr. Los Angeles, California, Grant R. Brimhall. Louisville, Kentucky, Dale R. Hettinger. Lubbock, Texas, E. Dale Clough. Madrid, Spain, Gary K. Moore. Mount Timpanogos, Utah, L. Edward Brown. Newport Beach, California, D. Thomas Borquist. Oakland, California, Richard A. Hunter. Ogden, Utah, Robert R. Stewart. Panama City, Panama, Ronald D. Jameson. Rexburg, Idaho, Valar Christensen. Salt Lake, Sheldon F. Child. San Antonio, Texas, Marion D. Woods. San Diego, California, Bruce L. Olson. Snowflake, Arizona, Louis Tenney. Suva, Fiji, Laron P. Woolley. Sydney, Australia, W. John Bailey. The Hague, Netherlands, Jacob J. Van Rye. Toronto, Ontario, Stephen M. Hadley. Twin Falls, Idaho, Donald R. Jarrett. Vernal, Utah, Mac W. Holmes. Washington, D.C., Earl C. Tingey. Church helps reduce preventable deaths in Democratic Republic of the Congo. With help from church humanitarian services, vaccination campaigns are spreading from the main cities to the most remote villages in Africa to prevent contagious diseases. With 1 out of 5 children dying there each year from preventable diseases, the Democratic Republic of the Congo has received promotional assistance from the church to attempt to reverse the trend. The childhood death rate in the Congo is very high because people are unable to afford health care and often delay seeking help until it is too late, said Sister Marilyn Barlow, a humanitarian services missionary serving in the Democratic Republic of the Congo with her husband Farrell. Even among church members, it is hard to find a family that has not lost at least one child, and some have lost many. But the real tragedy is that a simple, inexpensive vaccine could have saved many lives. In 2007, church humanitarian volunteers helped publicize the country's measles vaccination program. As a result, more than 670,000 children received measles vaccinations. Democratic Republic of the Congo health officials were so impressed by how the church handled its part of the measles campaign, which included radio and television advertising, they asked for help with another project. In 2008, the church paid for the production of updated materials, posters, and flip charts so the government could train health specialists and educate mothers about the importance of primary vaccinations such as measles, polio, tetanus, and tuberculosis. The church's gift will help us educate families and make them healthier, said Dr. Charlotte Nokaba, National Director of Vaccinations in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Since 2003, nearly 60,000 church volunteers have teamed with the World Health Organization, WHO, UNICEF, the American Red Cross, and local ministries of health to decrease the measles death rate. According to the World Health Organization report, these efforts are paying off. Measles deaths in Africa have dropped 93% since 1999. Worldwide measles deaths have fallen 73% from nearly 900,000 in 1999 to an estimated 242,000 in 2006. Church aids hurricane victims. Many people were affected by the 2008 hurricane season. Power outages, flooding, and other physical damages to homes left many without shelter. During Hurricanes Gustav and Ike in August and September, more than 20 church buildings throughout the Caribbean and the United States were used as shelters. Approximately 35 member homes were destroyed, and more than 250 were seriously damaged. In an effort to help storm-stricken areas, the church responded quickly, sending much-needed help and supplies. Priesthood leaders work with other organizations to distribute supplies. Hurricane Gustav. Hurricane Gustav, the second major hurricane of 2008, formed on August 25, 2008, about 260 miles southeast of Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and eventually caused serious damage in the Dominican Republic, Haiti, Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, Cuba, and Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Arkansas in the United States. Torrential rain and strong winds blew through Haiti on August 26 as Hurricane Gustav left people homeless and without many necessities. At least 4 major storms hit the area during the 2008 hurricane season: Fay, Gustav, Hannah, and Ike. The church sent 3 plane loads of supplies to Port-au-Prince, and priesthood leaders work with multiple organizations to help distribute the aid. Included in the supplies were hygiene kits, hand soap, cleaning kits, tents, generators, plastic sheeting, hammers, and nails. The church also sent additional funds to purchase food and other necessary relief supplies. Many church members in Haiti assisted in putting together and organizing relief supplies that were then distributed to areas of need. In addition to the relief efforts in Haiti, aid was sent to help victims in the southern United States, also hard hit by the storms. The church donated more than 20 truckloads of supplies, including more than 7 truckloads or 103,600 hygiene kits, and 11 truckloads, 22,176 cleaning kits. Food boxes intended to feed a family of four were distributed to some 1,200 families. Each food box included rice, vegetable oil, peanut butter, fruit drink mix, and assorted canned goods. Additional assistance from the Bishop Storehouse in Slidell, Louisiana, provided food, water, generators, tools, sleeping bags, chainsaws, tarps, and other smaller items. Hurricane Ike. The third major hurricane of 2008, Hurricane Ike stormed through Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, and the United States, leaving a trail of destruction in early September 2008. States in the U.S. affected included Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. In preparation for Hurricane Ike, the church sent supplies to Slidell, Louisiana, and to Houston, Carrollton, Lufkin, and San Antonio, Texas. More than 9,000 cleaning kits were distributed to the various areas before the storm hit. Other supplies sent as part of the pre-positioning strategy included a supply of food and hygiene products, along with assorted emergency supplies. Included were blankets, sleeping bags, work gloves, chainsaws, wheelbarrows, first aid kits, cots, tents, and water. In response to the destruction, approximately 18,500 member volunteer hours were given over a two-day period by approximately 1,300 cleanup workers. During the two-day period, about 2,500 projects were completed. Temple News. Twin Falls Temple Open. The Twin Falls, Idaho Temple is open and operating after its dedication on August 24, 2008, by President Thomas S. Monson. This marks the 128th operating temple in the world and the fourth in Idaho. We are grateful for this long-awaited day of dedication when this, thy holy house, has been completed, said President Monson in the dedicatory prayer. Bless, we pray thee, those faithful members here and throughout the world who have contributed their tithes, which have made possible this magnificent edifice for thy name's honor and glory, and for the blessing of all who enter herein. The new temple district includes 14 stakes serving approximately 42,000 members in the south-central Idaho area. Temple visitors can see the beautiful Idaho scenery of waterfalls and the syringa flower, Idaho state flower, represented within the 31,500-square-foot temple walls, stained glass, and landscaping. More than 150,000 visitors toured the temple during an open house held the month before the dedication. The temple was first announced in October 2004, and ground was broken in April 2006. Draper Temple Dates Announced. The First Presidency has announced open house and dedication dates for the Draper, Utah Temple. This will be the 12th operating temple in Utah and the 129th worldwide. We with you look forward to the dedication of this house of the Lord and the blessing it will be to the saints, the First Presidency said in a letter to members dated September 15, 2008. The open house is set to begin on Thursday, January 15, 2009, and is scheduled to continue until Saturday, March 14, 2009, excluding Sundays. The dedication will be held from Friday, March 20 through Sunday, March 22, 2009, with four dedicatory sessions held on each of the 3 days. The Draper Temple was first announced on October 2, 2004, and the groundbreaking occurred on August 5, 2006. The temple will officially open on Monday, March 23, 2009. La'i'e Hawaii Temple closes for renovations. To return the temple to its original beauty and bring it up to date with current temple standards, the La'i'e Hawaii Temple will close on Monday, December 29, 2008, for renovations to begin early next year. The renovation is expected to be finished in approximately 18 months, and the temple will be rededicated after the project is complete. Members in the La'i'e Hawaii Temple District will have access to the Kona Hawaii Temple, giving all members the opportunity to attend the temple, including those receiving their own ordinances. On the web, Church gives Mormon.org new look, more content. To improve Mormon.org, The church has made navigation and visual changes to the site and added more multimedia content, including testimonies from general authorities and members around the world, and a new video entitled Finding Happiness. The updated site launched in September 2008 in English and is expected to be available in Spanish by early 2009. Later in 2009, the site will be made available in an additional 21 languages. Updated Meeting House Locator available on LDS.org. The church upgraded its online Meeting House Locator in August 2008, providing users with more precise directions to chapels throughout the world, access for mobile devices, and lists of different types of congregations nearby, including language-specific wards or branches, and young single adult units. The Meeting House Locator can be accessed at maps.lds.org or through lds.org. Click on Meeting House Locator and mormon.org. Click on Worship with Us. Joseph Smith Manual available as PDF in 11 languages. The Church Curriculum Department has expanded the online availability of the Manual Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, to 11 languages. PDF files and MP3 audio files of the manual are available in English, Cantonese, French, German, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mandarin, Portuguese, Russian, and Spanish. Files for American Sign Language are also available. To access the manual and other church publications, go to www.lds.org/gospel-library/PDF-index. Country websites continue to grow. New church country websites in English for the countries of the Pacific area and in Tahitian for Tahiti launched in August 2008. There are now 64 country sites with others: Croatia, Hungary, Belgium, Portugal, Philippines, Paraguay, and Uruguay under construction. A link to the different country sites can be found on LDS.org under About the Church. The country sites get nearly 150,000 visitors per month, with about 1 million pages viewed. New products. New Era Special Issue available. A special issue of the New Era, published in October 2008, was written to encourage youth to be firm in their faith and make good decisions. The issue includes counsel from church leaders and others on everyday challenges such as integrity, mental and physical health, entertainment and media, relationships, and personal testimony. A section on the 18 topics and for the strength of youth features stories, explanations, and examples of living the principles taught in the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Two wallet size for the strength of youth booklets are included, along with standards cards, a resource to help answer questions about dating, the Word of Wisdom, and whether Mormons are Christian. The New Era is available in distribution centers and online at ldscatalog.org. Scripture stories available online and on DVD. The Illustrated Scripture Stories series are now available online and on DVD. The storybooks have been a great resource for many years, helping young children understand the Scriptures through easy-to-understand text and pictures. The books also include maps, glossaries, and timelines for additional information. The series includes stories from the Old Testament, New Testament, Book of Mormon, and Doctrine and Covenants, and can now be downloaded from LDS.org in multiple media formats, including text, audio, and video versions. The new DVD set is available through distribution centers. Triple released in Chinese, simplified characters. A new edition of the triple combination in Chinese, simplified characters, was made available through church distribution centers in October 2008. The edition includes the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, the Pearl of Great Price, and a study aid titled Guide to the Scriptures. The Book of Mormon in Chinese, Simplified Characters, was published in 2001. The Book of Mormon in Chinese, Traditional Characters, was published in 1965 and the triple in 2007. Book of Mormon printed in Sinhala. Translation and production of the Book of Mormon in Sinhala, one of Sri Lanka's official languages, was finished in August 2008. Distribution of the Sinhala version of the Book of Mormon began in September. Since 1983, Sinhala-speaking members have had only portions of the Book of Mormon. There are more than 16 million Sinhala speakers. Sri Lanka, located just off the southeast coast of India, is home to more than 20 million people and is part of the Singapore Mission. The church was officially recognized in Sri Lanka on March 2, 1979. The other official language in Sri Lanka is Tamil. Serving in the community. Church assists flood victims in Eastern Europe. The church sent funds in August 2008 to purchase emergency supplies after at least 65 people died and nearly 90,000 homes were damaged by the worst flooding in 200 years in parts of Ukraine, Moldova, and Romania. Members and missionaries assembled hygiene and cleaning kits, cleaned up, and helped repair damaged homes, which in some cases were made primarily of mud and straw. The flooding also damaged more than 200,000 acres of farmland. Members in Mexico plant thousands of trees. About 120 members of the Chilpancingo Mexico stake planted more than 5,000 trees in Petaquias, a community in Chilpancingo, capital of the state of Guerrero. Members from the stake's 8 wards and 4 branches helped with the project. Wearing white Mormon Helping Hands vests, members of all ages spread out over the specified area with shovels and spent the day digging holes and planting the trees. San Francisco Stake remembers the past. For the San Francisco, California Stake's 80th anniversary, members cleaned 3 inner-city streets, 2 named after Mormon pioneers and 1 after a New York ship that carried hundreds of saints to the Bay Area before the Gold Rush. Residents on Joy Street, Pratt Place, and Brooklyn Place appreciated members removing trash and weeds in July 2008. Some 250 saints first arrived at Yerba Buena on the ship Brooklyn in 1846. They helped build the tiny village into a town, which was renamed San Francisco 6 months later. Service by Nigerian saints affects community. On July 19, 2008, church members from the Ila Ife, Nigeria district removed garbage and sludge from a plugged drainage system that was overflowing and disrupting many businesses. Distinguished by their yellow Mormon Helping Hands vests, the members spent 10 hours clearing a trench that runs alongside a road in the town's commercial quarter. People from other faiths joined in as they could. Comment. Power of the Word. Thank you for Finding Comfort in King Benjamin's Counsel, Ensign, August 2008, page 25. I was reminded again of the power of the Word of God. As a mother, I try to relate the experiences my children are having to the Scriptures, but I don't always take the time to actually read the specific Scripture. I was inspired to do that more often. I also felt the confirmation of the Spirit as I read this experience. The Scriptures really can make such a difference in how we understand our purposes here and the love our Heavenly Father has for us. Thanks. Johanna Wood, Colorado, USA. No travel necessary. I was very excited to see that the September Latter-day Saint Voices Stories, page 68, focused on family history. I was disappointed, however, that 2 of the 4 stories discussed expensive family history-related trips. Many people do not get involved with family history because it can seem very daunting to get started. I worry that after seeing these stories, people who are hesitant to get started will now also think that they need to become world travelers if they want to begin their own family history. In actuality, opportunity for powerful personal experiences involving family history rarely require any travel at all. Sherry Lindsay, New Zealand. Editor's note. The website www.familysearch.org provides numerous resources for those wishing to start or continue family history work, including a locator for local family history centers. Touching the heart. During my husband's stay in the cardiac care unit, I sat reading the August 2008 Ensign. It gave me comfort, strength, and hope. I highlighted many phrases. The article titled Love, Limits, and Latitude, page 60, was wonderful. The magazine spoke to my heart and gave me such hope for my grandchildren, who have faithful, loving parents. I continued to read and realized upon turning one last page that I had read the whole magazine. I had such a feeling of anxiousness, of needing to read more, of being sorry it was over. I have a week until the September issue comes. I'm excited to get my hands on it. Thank you for all the time, wisdom, and love that go into these publications. Kathy Gage, Washington State, USA. Healing from Abuse. Thank you so much for the article, Hope and Healing in Recovering from Abuse, Ensign, September 2008, page 36. It is what I went through. I love the choice of words and the understanding. I felt that the author really knew what she was talking about, like she was right there with me. I have a testimony of the atonement of our Savior Jesus Christ. I know He knows me and what I have been through. Thanks so much for reminding me. I know it will be okay. Name withheld. Purple Bathtubs. I just wanted to thank you for the article, Grasshoppers, Purple Bathtubs, and Other Surprises in your August 2008 issue, page 52. As a young mother, I've had many good intentions on parenting go down the drain because of the reality at hand, and it has been frustrating at times. This article put things in a different light and made me realize that making the choice to find humor in it all makes mothering a joy rather than a trial. This article had a very timely message for all moms who are in the thick of things. Most of the time, things don't go smoothly, but we can have fun raising our families and faith that we are making progress despite the imperfections. I am going to make copies of this article and give it to other moms. Gina Alton, Utah, USA. End of News of the Church and Comment. This concludes the Ensign Magazine for December 2008. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Lloyd Newell, Bruce Newbold, Jane Wise, Allison Jensen, Charlene Stewart, Dwayne Case, Scott Tippetts, Kara McClellan, Cindy Pedersen, and David Shaw. November 2008.